It's Wednesday, November 22nd, AED 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Muslim militants killed a pastor in Nigeria last Friday and kidnapped his wife. Joshua Amaka Mariah was the pastor of the Evangelical Church Winning All in Kaduna State. He leaves behind his wife and 7 children. Thankfully, his wife was released this week. One of his church members told International Christian Concern, quote, "The Fulani militants killed Reverend Mariah. He is my pastor. Last Sunday, before he was killed, he preached about forgiveness," end quote. Last year, Nigeria led the world in Christians killed for their faith. International Christian Concern ranks Nigeria as the worst country in the world for Christians in the year 2023, according to their recently released Persecutors Report. Once the birthplace of the Protestant Reformation, Germany is losing its faith in God. The Evangelical Church in Germany released its latest survey on the country's religious views. Over 70 years ago, about 90% of Germans believed in God. Now, that number is 50%, and only 20% have a biblical understanding. In Revelation 2, verses 4 and 5, Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." In the United States, more churches are leaving the United Methodist Church. This comes as the denomination has become more accepting of people living sexually perverted lifestyles. A total of 7,286 churches have now disaffiliated from the UMC since 2019. Over 5,000 of those departures occurred this year alone. In the latest move, the North Georgia Conference of the United Methodist Church voted to allow 261 congregations to leave the denomination on Saturday. Speaking of Georgia, a high school in the state fired their head football coach after he held a baptism for his players. Coach Isaac Farrell held the ceremony after practice on October 23rd with a local pastor. 20 players were baptized. Listen to this soundbite of two of the baptisms.
"I baptize you now, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
Last week, Tottenham County School District announced Farrell would no longer be head football coach. The decision came after the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter of complaint to the district. However, the district claims they are firing Farrell for other reasons. The pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute reports that abortions in Indiana dropped significantly after the state's 10-week abortion ban went into effect in August. The group noted, quote, "Guttmacher's latest data show that this total ban resulted in an estimated 0 abortions provided within the formal healthcare system in Indiana for the month of August, compared with almost 700 abortions in July," end quote. States like Kentucky and North Carolina have seen similar abortion declines after passing abortion bans and restrictions in those states. The latest attempt to keep Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot failed in Colorado last week. Judges are rejecting attempts to use Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution to keep Trump from running. The section forbids someone, quote, "engaged in insurrection," end quote, from holding office. The lawsuits accuse Trump of insurrection for his actions on January 6, 2021. Attempts to keep him off the ballot have also failed in Minnesota and Michigan. Meanwhile, the former president now has a 7-point lead over President Joe Biden. The latest Messenger-Harris X poll found Trump beating Biden 47% to 40% in a head-to-head matchup. And finally, a Christian NBA star launched the first basketball shoe with visible Bible verses last week. Jonathan Isaac plays for the Orlando Magic team. He gained cultural attention during the height of the Black Lives Matter movement by being one of the few NBA players to stand during the national anthem. He has used the NBA platform to share his Christian values. Now, Isaac is launching the Judah One shoe as part of his new clothing brand dedicated to giving people the freedom to wear their values in their clothing.
Understanding that Christ is with me and I'm never alone gives me the strength to live bold. I can't wait to lace them up, and I'll be saying to myself, 2 Corinthians 4:9, it says, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed, and I'll walk on that court.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.